The question was asked, can one assume that if they have a very strong core inside them, then they can go anywhere and they will succeed? So the Medrash, Avot Rabbi Natan, quotes the following story on the Mishnah, Heve Golelim Kom Torah. The Mishnah says, make sure when you're exiled, be in a place of Torah. So the Mishnah quotes, we saw earlier, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 students. And his top student, who took everyone else in his little pocket, was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So it says that when they were moving, so Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went, his wife told him, let's go to, I don't remember the name of the place, a place with hot springs. Tveria? I don't think it was Tveria. I don't remember. I don't remember the name of the place. all the other rabbis went to one place where there was yeshiva, and his wife told him, let's go to the place where there are hot springs. He told her, what's going to be with my learning? She said, you're top. They need you. You don't need them. Let them come to you. So it says he went there. All the rabbis went to one place. They continued learning together. They all grew. He went to the other place, and they did not travel to visit him often. He ended up being alone there. And it says, it reached a point where one day he opened the Torah to read, and he opened to the first mitzvah in this week's parsha, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. And in ancient script, and also in some Sephardi script today, the difference between a Dalit and a Resh is very slight. Someone have a piece of paper? I should have a piece of paper. I'll draw it. Okay, here's a Dalit, here's a Resh. We tend to put a heel on the Dalit. But really, the difference between a Dalit and a Resh is that the Dalit, the upper corner is a corner, and the Resh, it's a curve. So when you look at it, it's not so clear, the difference between a Dalit and a Resh. So the same thing is with a Chaf and a Beis. The difference is whether you have a corner or not. We put a heel on the bays. But technically, if you look at many Sephardi Sifrei Torah, they don't do that. The bays and the chaf are almost identical. Just one has a corner and one doesn't. So, instead of reading it, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, he read it as HaChiresh. The Dalit turned into a Resh. Haya, Zayin turned into a Yod. Libam, instead of Lachem, was their heart deafened. And he sat there looking at it wondering, I don't remember such a pasuk, HaChiresh Haya Libam, have their hearts become deaf? And he's looking at it and he suddenly understands the level he's reached. And it says he packed his bags, he told his wife this didn't work. He packed his bags and went back to the other rabbis. Now he had known more than them, but now he came back and he had to relearn everything, and he did. It says they helped him learn, and they brought him back to where he was. But he lost everything. He lost everything down to the point where he couldn't read a pasuk right. So that's the idea of make sure to go to a place of Torah. Now this also involves choosing a university. People, I remember my chavrusa. I went to yeshiva, and he said, no, I got to go to university. I said, go get a year in yeshiva. No. He has to go to university. And after 2 years that I was in yeshiva and he was in university, he said, let's learn again. So we met up to learn again. And I said, what are you learning? And the answer was basically nothing. So I said, okay, let's learn the parsha with Rashi. Now this is a guy that went through 8 years of elementary school, 4 years of a from high school, had learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. We learned Chavrusas. And 2 years later, after high school, when we met, he couldn't read Rashi on the parsha. That's how fast he lost everything. So when we choose a university for ourselves, for our kids, you want a place where there's also some Torah. Here in Israel, you have universities that have mamash batei midrash. They have study halls. They have study time for Torah. But I'm telling you, a guy who was an FFB from birth, we learned together. We were together from first grade till 12th grade. We were mamash together. And 2 years in university without cracking open a sefer, he couldn't read a Rashi. Rashi and Chumash, 2 years later. So we don't assume you have a strong core, you can go wherever you want. No, we don't assume that at all.